Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather across Israel is mild and clear with pleasant temperatures. Tel Aviv enjoys a breezy evening, while in Jerusalem, the skies are mostly clear. Haifa is experiencing a calm night with cooler air, a warm night for much of the country. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, the Jerusalem Post reported that Iran is preparing to bury its slain supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, with a week of mass mourning. Khamenei was killed by U.S. and Israeli strikes in their first attack of the war. Also, the JNS news outlet informed us that a UN Commission chair alleges the IDF's presence is cited as a basis for the alleged deliberate targeting of Gazan children. Comments came earlier this hour. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reveals that Defense Minister Katz stated the IDF must be ready for independent strikes on Iran whenever necessary. This comes as he marks 1,000 days since the war. Separately, I-24 News reports multiple casualties following a bombing attack near the Palace of Justice in Syria earlier today. The attack occurred at a cafe close to the main judicial building. And finally, from earlier reporting by JTA, a smaller Maccabiah Games has opened in Israel. The Games carry the weight of the October 7th events, an ongoing war, with about 5,000 athletes participating. Reaction has been swift on social media. Amichai Stein, a journalist, posted just minutes ago that talks are ongoing between American officials and Lebanese leaders. They aim to launch a pilot program to disarm Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. In a post from earlier, Middle East 24 reports a diplomatic freeze between Jordan and Israel. A royal decree officially ends the ambassador's term to Israel, keeping diplomatic ties frozen since 2023. Open Source Intel, an intelligence analyst account, detailed extraordinary measures Iran took this spring to protect its foreign minister and parliament speaker. The measures followed U.S. warnings of potential Israeli assassination attempts during negotiations. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with Iran, the Jerusalem Post highlighted that Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's death marks a significant development in the ongoing conflict. The week of mourning reflects the profound impact on the Iranian regime. This shift could alter regional dynamics and influence future military strategies. Turning to the UN Commission's allegations against the IDF, as reported by JNS, the statements from Srinivasan Muralidhar add tension to the international scrutiny of Israel's military actions. The claims could affect Israel's diplomatic relations and its position in international forums. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom's report on Defense Minister Katz underscores the ongoing security concerns surrounding Iran. Katz's remarks suggest a proactive stance and signal readiness for potential future conflicts. Such a position might influence Israel's defense strategy and international alliances. The bombing near Syria's Palace of Justice, covered by I-24 News, adds another layer of instability in the region, affecting both civilians and the judicial system. The attack's location suggests a potential targeting of governmental institutions, raising concerns about future security threats. Lastly, the opening of the Maccabiah Games, despite being smaller, represents resilience amid adversity. As reported by JTA, the event brings together athletes from around the world, fostering unity and cultural exchange in a time of conflict. Turning to business news. First, CTech reports that a teen hairstyling app boosting self-confidence has won Unistream's 2026 competition. The winning team hails from the Entrepreneurship Center in Kinneret. Separately, Israel Hayom Business features Mediterranean Towers CEO Doron Arnon, who advocates for adding life to years, not just years to life. He introduces the New Age lifestyle concept in a recent interview. And finally, Ynet Business announces that Google has lost its EU appeal and must pay a $4.7 billion antitrust fine. The decision follows a 2018 ruling regarding Android agreements impacting Google's operations and financial planning. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.